Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I am Ebony.
And I am Corey.
I'm finally stepping in for the new year. I'm April, your very special guest host.
Welcome back, April.
Welcome back, bitch.
You had a long vacation.
I know, right?
Okay, and I'm Karen, otherwise known as Wink Blink Flirt. Thank you for having me.
Wink Blink Flirt.
What's up, y'all? What's up, everyone? That's your wink? You was winking? All right, what's everybody drinking?
So let me talk about this this Jack and Coke that included so much Jack and so little Coke. Prior to and I'm ready for you. Let's go.
Okay. All right. What you drinking, Karen?
I'm drinking detox, a splendid blend of celery, cucumber, pineapple, and lime.
Sounds delish.
What you drinking,
take
Corey?
A swig. Yum.
I just have a little wine tonight.
Is it cold or is it warm?
It's cold.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what that mean, Corey? What that mean?
What does it mean? I missed it.
Wait a minute. It was last week. Sean just had some wine. I said, is it cold or warm? Room temperature.
Boy. I don't get it.
We know.
You was on the show.
Oh.
Right?
I don't know. I don't think I was. But anyway, carry on.
Ebony, what are you drinking?
Water.
Boo.
I've been on my water fast until my birthday. X amount of those times I drank.
Bitch, you are such. Oh, I was gonna say, bitch, you was a whole lot.
I see you, Ebony. I'm there, right there with you, sis.
No, for real. I gotta do
better. I'm drinking water too.
No, I don't believe that.
That's a lie. If I ever seen one,
it's something else with that, or that is like vodka.
I'm drinking water for all intended purposes, it's water. Sparkling water.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sparkling water.
All right, y'all. What's everybody been up to? It's been a minute since the whole Get Along Gang, a.k.a. April. Karen, first time this year, too.
I've been trying to do right, but right ain't did right by me. Now I'm back out of here in these streets. Mm-hmm. I mean, I ain't in the street. However,
you on the curb.
You in the road.
And I might take a step in the street every now and again. You know,
you may cross the street, but you ain't just in the street.
You know,
yeah,
to get to the other side.
Mm-hmm. Other side of what, though, April?
How did April cross the road?
It depends on what's up with it. So I need to get going. I might not stay, but I ain't against going.
Okay.
Me and April actually got to hang out during Christmas?
Yes!
Christmas.
We had so much fun.
Yeah.
What y'all do?
A good time.
I was just about to say, what was
now that? We talking about Christmas in March.
We in March. Move on.
We haven't seen each other.
I understand.
You're so fucking jealous, Ebony.
I am. Because
you wanted to be there.
Right?
You wanted to be there and you couldn't.
I did. asshole.
And we had a great time. We trapped.
We trapped.
We trapped, baby. We trapped.
Oh, so you did end up going to Trappy Hour?
Yes.
Because remember,
Trappy Hour is this it's like this day Friday nights at this club, or is this lounge called Ice Event Center. They have Trappy Hour on Fridays.
Yeah.
And it's the trap.
They don't be paying a whole lot of trap music either, but you know.
I was gonna say
it's just it's like night. Happy Hour in the Black neighborhood. It's right next to the projects right next, so it's like
Corey,
yeah.
We trapped that night, did we not?
Oh, yeah, we trapped hard, too. We trapped hard, too.
We was in the traps. Down deep, dirty in the trap that night.
April and them homegirl got into a little scuffle. I said,
really?
It was trap night. It was trap night.
Oh, man. It came out.
Corey had a couple little things in there because he was home for Christmas. He was socializing and shit.
Corey, you were socializing?
Did
you say ho, ho, ho? After all, it was Christmas time. You was tis in the season.
Yes.
His was
okay. To be jolly, okay.
And thus happened.
It was fun.
All right,
maybe next year, Ebony.
Yes,
I'll be there in July. Where are you going?
What we got going?
All of y'all from Oklahoma?
Yes.
You need to meet us in Oklahoma, Karen.
I was in Allegiant. I've been to Tulsa. People are mean.
Okay.
Okay.
You're about 100 miles away, but come on to the city, baby. Come on to the trap.
July 25th through the 29th?
Yes. That's what we're doing.
That, I think, would be quite a trip. That would be a trip to remember. The four of you there. Oh yeah,
because I definitely haven't seen Corey since probably 2009,
8, 7.
What? I don't even know when the last time.
Dang, that means I've seen him since the last time you've seen him.
Yes. Yeah.
I lived in Houston the last time I saw Corey.
Oh yeah.
Was that when you were passing through?
No, you were passing through.
We went out to eat.
Passing through for show. Passing through a stage of life.
I definitely was. I was. That was in my gay phase.
When you were a lesbian lover.
Yeah, we went out to eat with Ebony and her lesbian lover.
Wait, did she come?
Lover.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. I liked her though.
I'm here for tonight. I gotta tell you, I'm loving the way this started.
Here for it.
She was super nice though. She was.
She's a sweet girl.
Yeah.
Meanish. Thing.
All right, y'all. So, what is M2philia? M-etophilia.
It's an African evolved. That's all I know.
It's some dish from Louisiana. Some chick that's
not a dish.
A dish. Some chick wearing a dish.
Emmy.
Say it again.
M-etophilia.
Definitely Nigerian. M-etophilia. It's definitely a Nigerian involved in some nakedness and some.
She would know. She would know.
I've been with several Africans.
So you probably participated in this because you was married to a Nigerian.
He was from Morocco.
He was from Morocco. My bad. He was Moroccan. My bad.
I was having an affair with the Nigerian.
Get it right.
My bad. Okay.
So, Ebony,
was that a payday?
M2 at Philia for you.
Yeah, actually, but nevertheless.
Okay,
yes.
Y'all, come on. I need some guesses. Okay. Come on. What kind of fetish is this?
At Philia.
People who like Africans.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
That's mine. Okay.
Somebody eating food off of you.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay.
M at. I see. Yeah.
Okay.
M at Philia.
That at two. Feel like at it's two. Some, you know. The
at is that two. It's like
I like for somebody to at to eat ass. Is that
okay? So you think it involves eating ass? At, okay. No, okay.
At
Philia,
baby.
Yes. Made it completely. Oh, what you got, Corey? What you got?
I don't know. Maybe like putting like sauce or something on you to like pick up.
Okay. I'm gonna suck at Philia off of you, baby. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. You're all wrong. Every single one is wrong.
She nods.
You're so wrong. It is. This is the fetish for body fluids. And it's all the body fluids: feces, urine, vomit, semen, and female ejaculate. And the reason why we are talking about this could be some or none or all. But the reason why we are talking about this particular fetish today is because I was on a live and a gentleman joined my live. I'm on this new content creator social media platform. And there, a male joined my live and we were talking about fetishes. We were trying to get, I was like soliciting the audience to give me topics for the show. And so he said, I would like for y'all to talk about the fetish that I enjoy. And I was like, okay. And he was nasty. Like, it is the female ejaculate. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. So a girl came in your mouth. And he's like, no, he likes for them to squirt so he can... So he can save the ejaculate, and he makes Kool-Aid with it. He cooks with it. He adds it into his foods.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, absolutely. He freezes it until he has enough. He literally went on camera, showed us the little baggies of different women's.
Gotta be.
Different women's. Gotta be. Ejaculates. And he was absolutely.
I know he was.
He was brown.
Y'all, I said he likes to make Kool-Aid with it. That's
a dead giveaway.
That was a clue.
Okay, is he
biracial?
I need to know. That's your name.
Cherry Kool-Aid.
I'm a squirter. I am. Absolutely a squirt. If you doing what you're supposed to do, yeah.
It's all good.
Yes.
What
does he do to capture it?
Mason jars, he said. Because we asked him these questions. He's putting mason jars when they're about to go, he's putting the mason jar and capturing it.
So was he in a relationship, or are these just random?
Random. No. That's what I'm thinking.
No. There's several different women, but there it's not randoms. It's just several different ones that he has. He builds them up until they're able to.
They have separate jars, or all in one jar.
Ooh.
No, he mixes them. He doesn't have
that's nasty.
No.
Shit.
That's like mixing.
Let me tell you.
Never.
I was thinking, and the reason that I said sauces is because I was thinking like Voodoo New Orleans. Like, that's what I was thinking in my head. And this is very much giving that. Like, this is some voodoo type.
I was close.
Shit. Yeah. You said some food type shit. But yeah.
So we had like a zillion billion questions, and he was just answering them, and he was like, you know, like the best thing that he makes out of it is like, because he loves it. So Kool-Aid is one.
We ain't never inviting him to the potluck.
Hey,
listen, ever. I literally said, I promise we won't never eat none of your food. We not never coming to your house. We don't never want to drink nothing.
I would absolutely never eat anything from him because of what we know. But let me tell you one thing that intrigues me about him. Number one, because I can say for sure I am a squirter, but I'm not with one. You have to be skilled in what you do. You have to be able to hit that exact spot and know my body enough to know how I'm going to respond. So, like, what is dude working with where he's getting like large consumptions of squirt from women? Because it ain't every person I've been with has only been with those that have made it happen. And it's been those that, and it's not just a bodily thing. It's also, you have to have a
mental. Yep.
Connection, yeah.
So what is this man?
Nasty as fuck.
Yeah. Well, he has three women in particular that he is able to get what he needs to sustain his dietary needs from.
I have a couple of quick questions.
See if he can come on the show.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
He would have to join again. I didn't follow him or anything like that. He just hopped on, said his piece, showed us stuff, and disappeared.
How old is he? How did he get started in this?
He looked like he was probably around in his early 50s to mid 50s.
Okay, yeah. Old, disgusting.
And no one asked him how he got started with this at all.
The part that intrigues me is I'm surprised he doesn't, and this is just going to sound totally crazy, given the fact that the female ejaculate, the squirting, has a certain amount of urine in it, I'm wondering, does he do a lot of seafood things with it? You know, with the salt.
Aaron would be like, I wonder how he's preparing these meals. Is it?
No, he said he makes pancakes. Add water pancakes.
The fuck out of here.
Kool-Aid. he makes sauces to go over the top of other things.
I'm sorry, sir. You are nasty as hell. So you are nasty as fuck.
Yeah.
Biscuits and gravy, anyone?
You hear me?
Hell no.
He can bastardize the entire Black cultural menu.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That'll learn you from eating from any old body's house.
Okay. And don't.
Bang, bang.
Apparently, there's a market for it.
But no, you cannot make the potato salad, sir.
Who is
no. the market for it? You need to bring plates and napkins.
No, No, you just bring yourself. I don't even want them.
Don't even come.
That part. We good. Ain't nobody got no semen to rub on your food.
Oh my God.
Nasty ass.
Did you wash your hands before you touch the ice?
Hey, Ebony, you said that's your uncle showing up, baby.
I said what?
At the reunion. That's your uncle.
Who, Nick?
I'm just saying, we really don't know who's doing what.
He's not on that side of the family. No, it matters. Shit.
Listen, I could not wait to tell y'all about this. I was oh my god, I am opening the show with this.
Oh my god.
It was a lot. But everybody had so many people's questions was coming from everywhere, because I think it was probably maybe about six people on my panel at the time, and they were just firing questions at him. Just like all kinds of stuff.
So, okay, when you went to look that up, what that type of fetish was, how, I know of men who are into that kink, who want to be spat upon, who want to be peed on, who want to be pooped on. This is a whole nother level of kink.
It is.
I'm 100% for kink and fetishes, whatever gets you there. But I'm curious about how many people is that their thing?
Yes, and you said vomiting and shit. Vomit, shit, piss.
Well, that's the name. The kink involves all of that, but he just only likes the aspect of the female ejaculant.
I don't believe him, because if you eat that, you'll eat any goddamn thing.
But wait a minute. No, he doesn't, because he doesn't want it on him. He wants it in a jar.
Yeah.
He doesn't fall under that. He's an Epicurean kink.
It's making it happen and capturing it and then consuming it.
Yeah, he's a cooking fetish. That's a cooking fetish.
Yes, but like April said, he's an expert in this field, because he gets the women right to that point where they just explode, and he captures it in this jar.
Did everyone ask him how he gets them there?
He has to be.
He just kept saying he can use toys.
Or
are you practicing?
How he do it? But do what you do. Do what you do.
Oh, no, Corey.
I've had Corey, a great
time. You got to get that.
It.
You wasting it. You wasting it if you're using that napkin. You're supposed to shake it off.
All right.
Corey, you're supposed to take the rim of your hand and
exactly.
Hey.
And then lick the rest off and then wash your hands. Like you're baking a cake.
He's gonna be like,
exactly. Hey, that is so disgusting.
Prior to your jar, did what supposed to do.
That's so, like all I'm gonna say about this is that I've had coochie, and not nine time one my whole motherfucking life, if I said, ooh, I need a bottle of this shit. This shit is not appetizing. It's not that fucking great. I've had it. This shit is not worth it. That shit is not worth fucking at.
Apple is good.
I'd take your word for
that. I don't care if that bitch can eat a pineapple tree.
I have had some that was, it was pretty delectable. But I think I would want it in the Kool-Aid and on my food.
Not
I
feel to like go.
On my sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I get this in the
bed. I feel like it's strictly for the bed.
That moment.
I would like it in the bed.
It's like the people who go for ice cream and the ice cream's running out, but just licking it
around.
I've had a moment where I licked it myself as a little,
just to see,
snakeish a little bit. Like I could just, you know, how you put the snake over the and you just get the venom out.
To milk it.
I probably drain some shit in a jar.
Log off.
Ebony, you and I are both like,
I'm just.
I don't know that I wanted to bottle it, but I'm saying that
So you're saying you have milked a penis?
We weren't talking about a penis at the time.
He was talking about.
Okay. Oh.
I don't know what we can say here.
Oh, hell no. I thought we were talking about penis.
No, he was talking about vagina. So you milked. What can we say? What can we not say?
As Mr. Cooler.
You can say everything.
Okay. So you milk the pussy and then made someone come and then you kind of like slipped it off.
I'm just saying there was enough to capture in a jar. So yes, I understand Had I had a jar, then maybe I don't know that I would have made Kool-Aid.
Oh, you talking about yourself or somebody you were with?
You can't cook me nothing motherfucking else. I don't. You wouldn't.
We can use our jars.
What are you talking about?
It's possible to capture. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I know that it's
okay.
On both intakes, producing and produce.
Collecting.
Producer and producing. And produce.
I am not mad. I'm a believer. Hey,
Nasty Man. What was his name? Nasty Cuz.
I don't know what his name was. I don't remember what his tag name was. He wasn't using his real name.
He was black. I'm so surprised that this was a black man.
Okay, so I'm thinking now on the flip side, if a woman is catching cum and making Kool-Aid or making pancakes or or making like shrimp etouffee with it, we all gonna have like
everybody's no.
I'm saying, why could people kind of get behind?
Why
that?
Would I make etouffee with your pussy juice? Why?
So do y'all remember back in the day?
When a man was nothing on the pizza.
That makes it better.
Yes. Do y'all remember back in the day the man that worked at Domino's on 23rd and Kelly that was ejaculating all over the pizzas?
What the fuck?
Do y'all remember that in Oklahoma City? Do y'all remember that?
Uh-huh. I remember.
That's why I still to this day won't eat Domino's. I still to this day will not eat Domino's pizza because of that.
How did they find that out though?
On camera.
Because one of his co-workers saw him. Yeah, one of them called him, and then it was all over the news and everything. Like, I'm never eating there ever again.
The juice was this.
I need a drink.
That was
me too.
Could you imagine watching the news and seeing that when you just had a pizza from there 2 weeks ago or something?
You hear me?
Did he not get killed?
I mean, it's a tire place now. It's no longer Domino's. It closed not too long after that.
Where was this at? 2031
Tires?
23rd and Kelly. 23rd and Kelly. It's the tire place where the Valero is and the DHS. It was right there across from the little Chinese nail place now.
The Chinese nail place across. That's the one who gave me those Chinese people gave me that fucked up my
gave you a staph infection. Yes, staph infection. But it's across the street. Across the street from there.
I got my nails.
Yeah, she went and we were on our before we left to come to Savannah, we stopped because she had to get her nails done before we left. And she got her nails done there. By the time we made it back to Savannah from Oklahoma City to Savannah, she ended up having to go to the hospital because at first we thought it was my laundry detergent. And so we went to the store, bought new laundry detergent and everything, but she just kept breaking out more and more and more. She got a staph infection from getting her nails done at that, was it Foxy Nails?
Foxy Nails.
That motherfucker needs to be burned down to the ground.
Because of cotton, I got my lashes done there once. And them damn shits was so thick and stuck that same day. I was soaking that shit off. And never in life have I ever walked back to Foxy Nails.
Yeah, they can kiss my ass.
But
yeah, they did.
Right now, we now have a 7-Eleven.
Oh, it's the Valero, the 7-Eleven
right there?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, because it was still nothing the last time I went home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, y'all. So, since we're in Oklahoma, let's keep some more Oklahoma news.
I'm about
going.
To
go. So, have y'all saw this this video about the Deer Creek school district? Have y'all seen this?
We have seen it. Karen hasn't seen it, but we have seen it.
I'm almost afraid.
You should be.
Oh, you're going to be outraged.
Corey said I should be. Now I'm really scared.
You should be afraid. You what should be very afraid. I'm looking for the video because I think I only have the actual report.
I sent it to you in the
room. We made what's his name? Talked about that we were the worst. Charlemagne the God talked about. Made
this, like, he did he donkey of the day Oklahoma for this? I mean,
it's awful.
Okay. So here's the video.
Can't see.
You can't see it?
Not really, no.
It's children licking peanut butter off of other kids' feet as a fundraiser.
Is that other kids?
They're other children. Yeah.
As a fundraiser?
As a fundraiser, they are licking the peanut butter off of other kids' feet to raise money.
Now, who the fuck? It's
like a singer thing, and they go through all these different things, but I saw a kid that talked about, hey, when I was a senior 2 weeks, 2 years ago, we were drinking milk to see who could pretty much puke, who could drink the most puke milk to puke it up. So they do weird ass shit, but not.
That's definitely
licking.
Yeah. Little kids. And these were little kids.
These are high school. These are middle school, high school kids.
Those kids look younger than that.
They do. They look like elementary like that.
They look like elementary
children. 1 to 3. This was okay. 1 to 3. 1st to 3rd grade. That's what they look like.
First of all, what fundraiser? What are we raising money for? My child to lick somebody's
everybody. Who's the administrator that needs to lose their job?
Everybody in charge, the whole fucking school, who's the advisor that said
that sounds like a good idea.
Right. Like nobody said, wait a minute.
No adult was there.
No, it was same.
They was the
they was the one that was
it took place in the gym. This took place in their gym.
Yeah, they were the judges.
Yes.
Let's rewind that. That's someone's fetish that they brought to work. That's what that is. Somebody who likes having their feet licked and said, let's turn it into a fundraiser. That would be fun. That's someone's fetish. That sounds like a real, that's a BDSM kind of thing.
Let me pause y'all for a second. They raised $152,000 from licking this peanut butter off some toes, y'all. Exactly.
What though? What was the fundraiser?
All of y'all in y'all track.
What is the fundraiser?
Think about the thing.
The fundraiser was going to Not Your Average Joe Coffee Shop. It employs like disabled people and like people with like autism and things like that. It allows them to have employment.
They should not be soliciting
that type of licking toes for goddamn Monday. I can think of all kinds of different fundraisers. Here's the thing.
They do weird shit. I remember when
what happened to the car wash?
I remember them swallowing.
You guys don't raise no hundred that much money off your car wash.
When my kids were in school, one of the things that they did was when Christian and Autumn was in school, it was a person and it was fundraising being raised on who would swallow a live fish and then who would gurgitate it. Listen. So they all kind of crazy.
We used to sell the world's famous chocolate bars and shit. What the fuck is this?
Blue and gold sausage.
I'll find a whole box of candy bars.
Wait a few minutes and see if I can regurgitate that same fish to come out alive. Like these,
is in Oklahoma now, right?
Yes.
I may be pulling back on the trip to Oklahoma.
We don't be on that side of town.
Yes. Nah, Deer Creek is not in Oklahoma City.
Where is that?
I mean, Deer Creek is on the other side of Putnam City. It ain't that far.
It's not, but it ain't in Oklahoma City.
Expressway down to Council or MacArthur, and you cross.
Oh, okay, out that way.
It's really the other side of Edmond. It's a new
deal. Yeah, it's like right before you get to Piedmont, right?
Huh?
Yeah, it's like right before Piedmont.
Yeah, okay. It's happening. So kids. They were drinking milk until they threw up, and they were regurgitating fish. And then this is what somebody else's crazy mind of the people that will donate to this shit. Because I'm not donating towards my child licking the toes of anybody, nor getting your toes licked. Nigga, get out into this world and figure out how to get your toes licked. But it ain't going to be here in high school.
That gave me a headache.
That gave you a headache?
It really legitimately gave me a headache. It really did. It makes me really concerned on a couple different levels, and this might be a little bit too heavy, but where are we as a society that someone doesn't pull up somebody's mother, grandmother, somebody said, this is so many different levels of wrong, kinky, freaky. Take yourself to that club if you want to get your toe licked with peanut butter on it. Don't bring it here.
And said, hey, mama, this is what we came up with. I would have shut that down with them, and then I'm going to go shut it down with everybody else, because that's not what the fuck we are doing.
I'm causing a fucking scene.
Going to be licking peanut butter off of anybody's feet to raise money for shit. That's not what we're doing.
It almost sounds like grooming on one level.
And I'm not going to pull just my child, because I'm one of them. I'm going to pull all the kids. I have a problem with it for everybody.
Exactly.
If your dumb ass don't see it for your kid, then my smart ass is about to. Because we ain't going to do that shit.
And the fact that the people are going to take the money.
Oklahoma City.
It's just even more just deplorable.
All look stupid.
Right. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But no one is being fired. Nobody is being anything. No, because they do different fundraisers every single year to raise money for different organizations. And they're it's obviously super successful because of the amount of money that they're able to raise. But it is definitely, I would definitely be, the teachers and stuff, they would be, they wouldn't want to come to work if my child was.
So people paid.
Right. And the people who paid for this, like
$152,000, y'all.
I'd be like charity.
You know what? I know you said it's for a place because they hire slow people, whatever. I don't understand.
Okay, the only way that this can be halfway...
They need the money to hire the people? I don't fucking understand. Help me understand why you need this money to hire people to work at your raggy-ass business.
So, a fundraiser for any type of situation. I mean, this is a good group. These people...
No, it's not.
I'm going to disagree.
The fundraiser that was done. The school came up with that bullshit.
That's right. Like saying, you know what? This is what I equate that to. You know what? I Believe I Can Fly was a great song. It did great things for graduations and encouragement, all that. But here comes our motherfucking Kelly still.
that's
literally the same shit. No.
He believes he can fly too.
I still be listening to Chocolate Factory though. But I'm talking specifically about.
I just heard him at the Tree Lounge. And I was
yo, like, listen. Yeah, that Chocolate Factory, I've missed the best one. Okay. However, we you know, go
ahead. Best. Absolutely the best. But so, I don't listen to it. If it okay. if it comes on the radio, I don't change the channel, but I don't have any of it in my playlist or nothing like that. I did delete everything.
All right. Let me ask you guys this, just to play devil's advocate. There had been
all of it.
Hired professionals, okay? People who they brought in from let me put a further twist on that. Someone from a dungeon had been brought in as subs to lick the peanut butter off the feet of adults, let's say hypothetically, not kids. Would that have been better than having kids lick the peanut butter off of other kids' feet?
My problem is at the school or just like
right
as a fundraiser. Let's call it a fundraiser. Because okay. personally, I don't think that belongs at the school, but I'm just gonna open it up to it's a fundraiser.
So if it was okay. a fundraiser that was outside of the school and this is what adults wanted to do to raise money, great. Lick the peanut butter.
That seems like a fundraiser that if you're trying to get boobs or ass or a mommy makeover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm
going to moment.
You lick the holes to raise money for the school and you are an adult. I don't know that I have a problem with it. My problem solely lies for you putting this in a position of a child.
Yeah, that's my problem.
The bullshit
it starts
I don't want it at the school.
The kiddie porn type shit.
Yeah.
I don't want that shit at the school. I don't want it nowhere around the school. I don't want it I don't want it for kids. I don't think that's a fundraiser for kids. No.
If you have a booster club, you know, like some of the Catholic schools have the booster club and they have this stuff for adults where you have the you buy the tickets and all this other kind of stuff.
Oh, that's everybody.
They might as well just have some damn pole dances up in there.
Really? A whole nother level of freaky, crazy shit in that.
Y'all want to raise some money, get some goddamn strippers in there and let them strippers strip. All that.
Advertise the school. Now, I'm not saying I'm not against because my kids required a lot of money for their activities. A whole
right.
thousand.
But they went to a school that has an awesome booster program.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't have been against me putting on a program outside of the school, outside of the school name, and just to raise money for the activities that this particular program may have that may be more adult-centered to get what I needed to happen for my kids and those kids that were underprivileged to even do, absolutely I would have did it.
Oh, to play basketball?
Licking toes to raise money for my
kids. To play basketball, run track?
Yeah.
For the uniforms?
Yeah,
they licking toes and all that to
tournament fees for the referee, absolutely. Because bitch, I spent thousands of dollars.
No,
so
you could host a nice freaking party and have paid up
out a recognition to the school. But actually to a situation of the funding that the school needed.
So what's next? Eating pussy competition then? Is eating pussy or sucking dick going to be the next competition fundraiser?
But this is the difference. This is the difference. If you are an adult and you're doing this in your privacy, then...
A private fundraiser.
Yes. Who gives a fuck how you raising the money? Like
that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
But these are children.
But I'm saying if you are an adult Like if I had kids and I said, oh, I'm gonna have a swingers party with adults, and this is gonna, I'm charging the admission, yep, and I'm gonna, you know, whatever I raise, I'm giving this to the whoever, commission or whoever. Like, I feel like that's cool. But and when you are involving the kids and the school, that's not cool.
Yeah. Involving the kids is not cool.
I didn't either. Why do I have to say, oh, that I'm using this money towards something? No, I'm raising money for my kids because right. I need money. And I expect you to do more for me, to put a little extra in on your swinger fee, because this money is going towards my kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, it happened.
Right.
You should be, hey, nigga, double tip.
Nobody should have been upset then. Right, y'all talking. Y'all shouldn't even been upset about that little 5-year-old waxing pussies and the goddamn helping her mom out then.
She was still a kid, though.
Oh, that little girl.
4-year-old. The 4-year-old that was waxing pussies. Yes. Yes.
She earned a lot of money today.
She earned a lot. She waxed 24 pussies.
Bitch.
A 4-year-old.
When I was laying up there getting waxed, just the other day, I thought to myself, I cannot imagine the goddamn 4-year-old all up in my twat. The way that girl be trying to get all that shit up out of there, ain't no fucking way I'm going to lay there with a 4-year-old.
The fact that she waxed 24 people will let you know she did a good job. First of all, who is going to allow a child to wax them? And the fact that 24 people did will let you know that she knew what the fuck she was doing.
No, the same people that have those fucking fetishes. Fucking creeps.
I don't have a child fetish. And you know me well enough to know I don't. However, I can say for sure, and we know that I ain't shit about me modest. It's not even in me. If I was in a female establishment, I'm getting a service done, and she has her young daughter helping her, I hear the education and the teaching of her, I promise you I'm not bothered. I don't know exactly what the 4-year-old was doing, because I didn't hear
she
the
was
whole
waxing pussies.
Oh, she waxed 24 pussies. A 4-year-old. I'm talking about you teaching your teenage child how to wax.
She was waxing.
She completely waxed 24 vaginas. Yes.
No.
She was waxing vaginas.
No. And you know how they got to get up in there to get that wax. That
exactly.
Let me get in between your crack and your behind.
That made her little bitty hands and spreading cheeks to get
I love to think of the fact that a vagina is actually just another body part that we can teach.
Get the fuck out of here, April.
I don't have a problem with you teaching your teenager how to do this. Yes. I have a problem with it being a 4-year-old. This is a minor.
A super duper minor.
She just left toddlership.
So I think
she's not even old enough to be in the first grade.
That's fucking Dakota waxing vagina.
She's in kindergarten yet. Your kindergartner don't even know her ABCs, but she know how to wax pussies. That don't go together. Come on now, April.
Get the fuck out of here.
With that, I'm saying a young girl, but how the fuck does she know how to do this?
No, but you just said, April, that you were okay with this child, this pre-K child standing between your legs, waxing.
She can't even tell her the line's good, but she over here waxing pussy.
I mean, I'm okay with a young person learning business, a young female being taught by her mother.
I'm okay with her learning the front of the house, run this register, accounting, 101.
Count these pennies.
Bring them out. Remake their appointment.
I think the fact that she's 4 years old is a problem with me, because I don't understand how anybody would feel a 4-year-old would have these skills.
But April, you just said that you felt it was okay for the mother to teach the little girl.
You said if she was like training, teaching, talking to her through it.
You would be okay with that.
No, if it was like a high school child who is going to go to be an esthetician, or this is what she wanted to do, she's trying to look, that's different. But this child don't even know. This child can't even
be Sally, Dick, and Jane yet.
She can't do nothing. She's four.
So
Child abuse.
Wax on and pull off. How the fuck you know how to do that?
Because her regular mama taught her.
She probably was practicing on her mama because she don't have no hair, so she had to start with her mama.
I think the agility in the whole thing, it seems wild to me.
As soon as I lay my ass on the table to get waxed and a child comes in there, I am calling the police.
Amen. Okay. Immediately.
I've had grown women mess up my eyebrows with waxes too hot. How are you going to be at 4 years old getting
this? And that's the hazard.
Yeah, that's
my eyebrows all messed up. How you going to do with your cha-cha?
I thought the kid was bringing the antiseptic. I thought the kid, what I thought was happening. No. I thought the kid was.
This child is doing, she did 24 complete waxes.
Yeah, so that's the part. I didn't read the story. I thought the child was.
From the rooter to the tutor.
Wow,
and the mother says she did a great job.
She made a great job.
I was like,
did the mama pay her the full?
No, she got paid and in tips.
She got paid and tips.
The women who lay their raggedy ass stinky coochies and allowed this child is my fucking problem. Why did you have a problem with this kid? And then just the kind of saying, we see Asian people in their family restaurant. Nigga, that's cooking and running around the stuff.
Yes. But wait, you don't see that little Asian kid standing up there with the wok, standing up there frying your rice?
Exactly. They don't let their motherfucking kids do pedicures and shit.
You put the condiments in. You stand there and you put the condiments in the bag. Not condiments, but the condiments.
Setting up the utensils. He was bringing the antiseptic.
No, babe. That's what you said, April. I'm holding.
Even
I'm
that's the problem.
Detox drink. I know what you said.
Even the problem. There's even a problem with the kid carrying the antiseptic shit. Because she can fall on herself and get in the eyes.
No.
Didn't have a problem with being in the room. Learn
the waxing. She can't even color in the lines,
but you want her to take a wax strip and get this line of hair from my vagina. I can't. In no world is this.
No, this is where we are. This is where we are as a society.
Right.
This is where our culture has dropped to.
It's scary.
Wait. Shame the fuck on her, mama. And the 24 pussies that the owners of the 24 pussies that she waxed. Shame the fuck on all of them.
Good job. Who are the 75 pussies prior to those 24 that allowed her to do it that her mama actually posted a video about? Because for her to have done that many and done a great job,
you had to start somewhere.
For weeks.
That's what I said. She's probably started on her mom. She had to start on her mom. She had to.
I don't even want the girls walking in me and my. That shit is just weird to fucking me. It's weird.
Where's the 4-year-old gonna stand? She's gonna stand on a step stool, to stand between your legs to wax you? What kind of visual is that? You looking down like, don't burn me.
Hell no, that shit. Listen.
I don't get it. Don't get too much on there.
I would have a 4-year-old waxing my leg. So not just my
4-year-old waxing anything. Clearly, she needs to be watching Gracie's Corner or some shit.
ends in
Thomas Train. Keep your 4-year old away from the whole entire shop. They have no reason being there at all.
So if she gets burned with wax, how does that mother explain that at the hospital?
She lies.
What is your liability insurance include?
That bitch ain't got no fucking liability insurance.
She don't have no.
She's mobile.
By someone that doesn't have it. You getting
a
it's a violation of the child labor law.
This is
what you get burnt all the time. Not in the workplace.
You know what? This is
here's the thing.
When I was driving Lyft, I wish my little grandson, I could teach him how to drive so he could go do my job for me.
But y'all saw that she did not have a shop.
Probably can drive too.
She goes from shop to shop. You saw that, right?
Yes.
She's not.
Won't never have one.
Yeah, and they said her license is now in question because your license is tethered. The state she's in, your license is tethered to one location. So she was operating without a license, as was her daughter operating without a license.
That's why they took her ass to jail.
If you get injured, you SOL. All
right, yes. I like to go to professionals to get my shit done. Professionals that I like a business. This is my coochie we talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You get a bull.
You can knock that shit out of
it. Just like
nigga, they gonna clean me from the rooter to the tooter. This shit is my everything. You gonna
it was awful for me. Let me tell you why. The actual waxing, though it hurt and all that. I could get past that part.
I get sugar.
It's the what, April?
With this curly ass hair was awful for me. The grow, like the come back, the grow out, because you can't just, you have to do it and then you have to, and it's smooth and it's nice and it's pretty and it's all that good shit. And then you have to go through the stage before you go back.
About 2 to 3 weeks.
Before I went back, every hair that was pulled beneath my follicle grew back curly and didn't come back out right.
So let me ask you this. How did you use the depilatory? What did you do before? Did you nair?
Don't use the big words, Karen.
Sorry. I'm drinking detox. Sorry. I've been drinking detox for the last 2 days, so sorry. All the big words be spilling out like these little parasites. So.
What you say?
First of all, Ebony, don't act like you don't understand the words that she using. Like, you act like you over here sitting on dumb like you don't know.
I don't know that word.
Says it on the nair thing, girl.
What you say? What word did you say?
Depilatory.
Word association, who? Baby.
Depilatory.
No, I never heard that word in my life.
Sorry.
I ain't never heard that word. Depilatory. I've never heard that word before.
Okay, excuse me. Can you please layman terms the word and say
hair removal? Hair removal.
So prior.
Just say that shit, bitch. Just say that.
I've never heard that word before.
Depilatory cream. You've heard of nair. You've heard
that's
of
why. That's exactly why you need to be on the show.
Depilatory, to remove unwanted hair.
Don't put that in a sentence. Ooh.
I use.
This job feels like
spell it out like a spelling bee.
This job feels like collaboratory every time I come into this hole.
It's like hair removal.
It was like hair removal. Yeah, I was like hair removal. Was that good or bad?
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Finish your phrase.
Yeah,
sorry.
Finish your
statement.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about the fact that April, if you've been using some type of depilatory product before, something that removes that unwanted hair, either under your arms, your legs, your chach, whatever, it's got to, that pattern is going to be the same. So when you wax, it's going to come back in the same fashion. In fact, people who shave, because I'm allergic to razors and stuff like that, I cannot shave. Fortunately, I have a little bit low testosterone, so I only shave my legs once every 3 years. So it's a good thing. But everybody else, you know how your hair pattern is going to come back. That's the other thing I'm thinking about with this little girl. She's not really knowledgeable about the watching the hair pattern and how it's going to grow back in. But go ahead.
Well, my problem was, I mean, I have or used to customarily shave. It would be, and maybe the razors I use didn't really get below the skin. The problem was, it pulled much lower than what.
It pulls the whole entire follicle out. Exactly. Because when you shave, it just cuts.
Exactly.
That will leave the follicle.
Yes.
With my curly hair inside of my follicle.
Okay, so you just gotta tweeze the hair out?
With nothing but hair bumps and misery.
So pseudofolliculitis is when that hair grows back in, and that happens to Black men a lot who shave. So you have a better chance of getting pseudofolliculitis once Corey, tell me if I'm lying. When you shave, close shave like that, there's a better chance of that hair growing back in versus when, to Sheree's point that when you pull it out by the follicle, there's nothing left to grow back in.
That's not my experience. My experience.
They didn't wax you. You had a 4-year-old waxing you.
I may get.
Right, you should probably get sugared.
I get
that's
hair.
Problem. You had a 4-year-old waxing you, girl.
What
you
I
need to get sugared.
Wax and that.
Oh, I hate sugar. It's even worse.
My follicle to nothing. I grow back curly. And it's nothing but bumps and misery on trying.
Okay. So get sugars.
Was enough.
Get sugar. Get sugar.
Oh, I had sugars. That's what I like.
I can't.
Had sugars.
I cannot.
I said get sugared. You talking about she
I
got
cannot.
Sugars.
I'm not getting what shit.
Listen. I had chiggers before too. That's the worst. Chiggers are the worst.
It's the worst.
I had them everywhere as a child. Me, Anton, Keisha, and Wainisha sitting on a we were out in Tatum. They put us all out on a blanket and they freaking attacked us. They were everywhere.
Bed bugs. That really, chiggers are bed bugs.
Well, they weren't in the bed. They was outside in the yard. Yeah,
they can
everywhere.
Be. We were on a go live and we stayed in this hotel in Michigan, outside of Michigan, and a lot of people sitting on the sofas and sitting on the bed. They got the hospital said, "Oh, those are chiggers." I'm like, that's a down
the crabs.
Well, they're the cousins of bed bugs. So yeah. Like if you guys have ever heard the phrase don't let the bed bugs bite.
Bite. Sleep tight.
Sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. That came from back in the slavery days when they did not have pillows and they finally had pillowcases. They would use the moss from the trees. And they would fill the pillowcases up so you had something soft to lay your head on. But the moss, the chiggers, they reside in the moss. So they would bite them at night. So that's where the phrase came from.
You Black History use that phrase fact. For Black History Month.
Oh, now you want to do some Black History.
Exactly.
Corey was talking about it last week. He was like, the whole fucking month didn't do no Black History, nothing. But he had a great Black History moment last week. We ain't even entertained Black History Month.
Wow.
I'm just saying. All right, Ebony, go ahead and take us out so we can do show 2, please. Let's get it. Let's go. You should have been ready because you ain't got no
sleep. I was ready. I timed out. My stuff.
Ready every
day. You ain't got no motherfucker.
I love you.
I love y'all too. And now y'all gonna make me locked out of my little thing. Okay, oh, you can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Leave us a message. We welcome the feedback and comments and short ideas. Evanites, you know how I adore your advice. Requests will keep them coming, although these next couple episodes, there will be none. If you listen on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to podcasts, make sure you are listening to us on all those platforms. We are not wham bam thank you ma'ams. Okay, subscribe to us, make us your regular booty call, put us in the rotation, rate us, leave a review, and select the notification bell. If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch,
I'm at work, I don't have none.
www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com, and click the merch link. So please tell your whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tune into Naturally Unbothered. If you want to be Miss Chocolatey, Chocolatey Karen, use nothing but big words. Please dial 205-308-8304. That is 205-308-8304. And let's see what all kind of these big words that she can come up with.
Okay. All right, y'all. Until next time, it's been a great episode of Naturally Unbothered.
Bye.
Bye.